this minion that we have, I don't think I realized this when we started, that it involves so many Minhagim, and it's just one minion once a week. It's actually astounding how many Minhagim are in one minion. And a bunch of the Minhagim have gotten questioned over the years, but I think the one that's gotten the absolute most questions is why we don't say the Pesukim at the end of Aleinu. This has caused a ruckus a number of times. I just say where I got my sources from. So some of the sources came from Yerusha Seinu, Volume 3, and there's an essay in there, and the other one comes from Rav Hamburger's Minhagim of Worms. So the focus here is to say why we don't say those Pesukim, but it's not to say that those that do say the Pesukim don't have good sources, which, as we'll see, even Mashma from very old sources, that these Pesukim have been around for a very long time. But even in Breuer's, they say these Pesukim. But we don't say them, so let's see why not. So the first source I'd like to point to is the Master of Victory, number one. Surely there should be. Are there any more source sheets around?
Yeah,
there's a ton. Oh, that's fine. So the Master of Victory is a student of Rashi. See, he mentions when Aleinu ends. He says, he's just talking out, he's saying how Aleinu goes. See, he ends off here, he says, and he says, so that's a Gemara in Brachos. And then everyone goes home. So, now the Rokeach, he says that we go up to Timloch HaChavod, but over here he adds a point. He has the word ad, so I think that's let's see inside. He says number two. He says uvalitzion va'achar gomrim kaddish v'koronalim l'shabeach ad timloch v'chavod kol yachid v'yachid. So I think from the fact that he says ad, he's coming to exclude something. I think the pesukim must have been around by then already when he wrote this. Now the fact that he says here kol yachid v'yachid. So if I understand it right, he's referring to a time of shmad when they weren't able to say aleinu with in the tzibur, they would go and say aleinu on their own. The Maharash, who is the Rebbe of the Maharil, see, he adds that this is the reason why we don't say Kaddish after Aleinu. So this is also, over the years, is people go, oh, well, what are you doing? This, and they say Kaddish. So, number three, V'Amar Maharash, She'osa mekomo sheberinus, she'in omrim Kaddish jasom b'chol. So those places in Germany that don't say Kaddish, Hainu mishum she'in omrim kakasub b'sorosecha achor Aleinu l'shabeach, V'oz lohavi Kaddish al p'sukim. So, that's why we don't say Kaddish. If there are no Pesukim, you can't say Kaddish afterwards. Now the Tur in Or HaChaim, he quotes his brother Reb Yechiel. He says that the Hasidei Ashkenaz, they would count up the words in different tfilos and brachos, and they would say why Chazal set it up that way. So for example, if a tefillah has, let's say, 100 words in it, so it's not arbitrary, it was specifically set up to have that amount of words. So if you look at number 4, he says, Lashon Achi, Ravinu Yechiel, Dorshir Shumos him Chassidei Ashkenaz. They were, the Chassidei Ashkenaz were expounders of, I don't know, Shumos, details. It literally means to inscribe. I don't know how to translate it really. Asher Hayu Shoklim V'Sofrim Mispar Minyan Tevos HaTfilos V'Abrachos. They would weigh and they would count all the words inside a tefillah. Ukeneged Ma Nitachnu. And based on what was it set up for? So, Rabbi Huda Chassid, see, he is one of the Hasidic Ashkenaz. So, he's a Rishon. He says that if you count from Aleinu until Timloch HaChavod, you'll find that there are Bin Nun words, 152 words. And he says the reason that this is because Yoshua Bin Nun was the one who was misaking Aleinu when they went into Eretz Yisrael. So if you look at the back, on number 7, I counted it for you, and it didn't work out. It came out to 153 words. I'm like, I don't know what to do now. It doesn't work. So, but the Gra says, if you look, I put it on the bottom right. He says, "Va'alkein hu teva achas." So if you stick the two words alkein together, then you come out with 152 words. Okay, so if you look in source 5 on the front, so in the sitter from Reb Shlomo Bar Shimshon, see, he quotes this Rabbi Huda Chassid. He says, "Yesh me anshe Yisrael rabim shenoagim lomar el elo Yoshia," and that's our nusach. Lufisha pasuk kachu b'yishayik. That's what the pasuk says. V'yesha omrim le'el lo yoshia. V'chol zeh hevel hu. He says this is all nonsense. You shouldn't be saying this. Elo le'lo yoshia. Now, if you do that, obviously you have one less word. You don't have to come on to the Al-Kain. Ki be'alenu l'shabeach atam lo chavo lo timsa bo im bin nun tevos v'hei minyan kof nun beis. You come out, you have 152 words. V'yoshua bin nun yisadu kishenichnesu la'aretz v'chivshu krachim v'chuzos v'ro yoshua atzvi hagoi maseh hevel yadam. So Yeshua saw what was going on in Eretz Yisrael, and it wasn't very good. V'yasar ha'shevach says, so he set up alenu, Al-Kain, kol yorei Hashem, all God-fearing people, yizahar milahusif u'milagorea teva mima sheyastu lanu ha'kadmonim. You should be very careful not to take any words away. Ki akol b'midah shel teva. So everything is set up exactly. Now, the exact same thing is quoted in the same sitter by Rosh Hashanah, but there, he adds that Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, he's still quoting him, he says that Yehoshua signed his name, Hosea, backwards into Elena. So if you look on the back, I circled them. You see it spells out Hosea. So if you look at number 6, so about halfway down, at the end of the line, he says, V'yasar ha'sheva chazeh, v'chassam shimo l'mafreya b'rashay ha'charuzos. He signed his name backwards in the beginning of the refrains. Merov anova shehoisa bo kidei shelo yavinu hakol shehu yastu. He was obviously Yeshua ben Nun. He was an anov, and he put his name in backwards. It says the hey of hu elokenu vav anachnu korim the shin of shelo sam and the ayin of alin l'shaver zeu Hosea, and then he ends off the same way. Alkin kol yori Hashem yizar milahosif milagroa teva mimashi yastu lanu kadmonim ki hakol b'midah shel tevosu. Now I didn't really look into why we don't follow his nosach. We say El Lo Yoshio. We say it from the way the pasuk is in Yeshaya. Not sure. I don't know. Anyway, so based on the Chassidei Ashkenaz, so we end Aleinu without these psukim, and therefore we don't have Kaddish. Now, when the Gra counted the words in Al-Kain, so he also didn't include anything after Timlochu Chavod. You can see in number 8, it says Rabbeinu Hagrazal Kivim Kan Lemispar Tevos Ba'Al-Kain Kavelacha. So he says, and the rest of the Elach in Shayach LaNosach. So nothing to do with this. Kihu Nimshach Minosach Malchios de Rosh Hashanah Kiyadua. So he says no reason to add it. Just two more sources here. He says Rabbi Yosef Shamish from Worms. He says the same thing that we don't add Kaddish because we end at Timlochu Chavod. He says number 9. Ein Ha'avel Omer Kaddish Yaso Macharei Tefilas Arvis B'chol Achar Aleinu. So why don't we end with these psukim? Because whoever wrote Aleinu, he doesn't say Yoshua ben Nun, but presumably that's who he means, ended at that point. The achar kam lashonim achar kach, so it's a little bit of a strange lashon, but many years afterwards, hosifu olav pasuk zeh, kidei sheyachol ha'avel lomar kadesh yasom olav. So at later on, they added these psukim so someone could say Aleinu. V'kan kilo kedosha lo ratzu lahosif alav pasuk ba'avur kadesh ha'avel ki tov shelo laharbus bekadeshim. So that is a different topic. That yakis in general we're not marbe bekadeshim. So basically, a person says one kadesh a day, and that's it. It's a topic for another time. Okay. So one more source. This comes from the Yosef Omes of Frankfurt. See, he writes, we don't finish Aleinu with Psukim, but he adds that if an individual wants to say them, that's okay. He says, because of Ode, B'sefer HaKavanus, D'yesh Lomar, Achar Siyam Aleinu, B'hoi HaShel Melech Al-Kol Oretz, V'efshar, D'lefimin Hagenu Po Kila Kodesh, Frankfurt, spelled it funny, She'ein Omrim Kadesh Achar Aleinu, Ein La'amro, you shouldn't say them, Ki Balti, Shelikan ein misayim po kakasuv b'sorasecha yehi delo misayim b'pasuk. He doesn't even say why. He just says we don't end with a pasuk. V'nir ali the yachid omer shtei psukim elu lo hifsid. So if you want to say the psukim, we will not throw you out. Now there are a lot more sources on this, especially regarding Kaddish, but this should be sufficient to explain why we try to follow the old Ashkenaz Nusach, why we don't say these psukim, or the Kaddish afterwards. Anyways, may our minyan continue to have the Siyat Dishmaya we've had, and goodbye.